Of Atira Women's Resource Society.
And happy International Women's Day. That is today. And you are listening to CITR. This is Stereo Blues. I'm really excited about today's show. We have a special guest, Gal Grayson, who will be spinning some tracks today and will also be playing tonight at Chapel Arts for the Fun Drive finale with a ton of other bands, including Peace, Movie Land, Sleuth, Babysitter, Bank Robber, and there's going to be an awesome silent auction too. Definitely worth checking out. So the track that we started off with was Mac DeMarco from Mac DeMarco 2. And that was the track Freaking Out the Neighborhood. And the next track we're going to hear is from Babysitter, and this is Witch's Finger.
For a taste of the classics with a twist, join me, Marguerite, with Classical Chaos, Sunday mornings starting at 9, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.
All right, and we are back. We just heard the track from Pups, and this is also released on the new CITR Pop Alliance Volume 3, and that was such an awesome song. And these will also be available for purchase tonight at the Fun Drive show. They look great. We did a ton of the screen printing here at the station. So many great bands on this release: Movie Land Peace, Jay Arner, Gal Grayson, Bank Robber, The Courtneys. A solid, solid gem. But up next, I would like to play a song by a local band, Sightlines, and this is Beleaguered.
Good. I guess you just do that.
Yeah, just like some links and stuff from the like condenses.
Of Atira Women's Resource Society.
And we're here in the studio on CITR, and we just heard the track from Aaron Reed called Unlimited Sight, featured on the CITR Pop Alliance. And we also have a special guest here today.
Hello, my name's Patrick.
And Patrick, you are part of, you are Gal Grayson, or is it just like a solo project, or?
It's sort of become a bit of a solo project. It's with Adrian Teacher from the Apollo Ghosts and Jay Arner from his, what would you call that? Eponymous band? Does that work?
Is it?
I don't know. Anyways, from the Jay Arner band. And they helped me flesh it out live, but on the recording so far, it's been mostly just me performing solo, recording things, doing it my own way, being sort of megalomaniacal about everything. Mm-hmm. I play in that band as well, the Aaron Reed band, from time to time.
Okay.
We haven't played a band show in a while, but play guitar in that band as well. He's a lovely fellow, Aaron Reed. Haven't seen much of him because he's been on the road with that very flashy up and coming group How to Dress Well, but he stops by to do a little comedy routine every now and then.
Oh, he does comedy?
Yeah, he's part of an improv group called The Sunday Service, who I've actually never seen because I work Sunday evenings and I've never been able to make it to one of their events. But he's a very funny man. You can see a lot of very funny comedy videos featuring Aaron Reed on the internet.
Cool.
Highly recommended for an early morning Friday laugh.
So you have released Blue Hearts in Exile on tape. How is it recording it on tape? How is that different?
Well, I recorded it on a 4-track that I stole from an old friend of mine, and we had a bit of a falling out. He asked for the 4-track back, and I didn't give it back, but he still has some of my records, so one of these days we'll sort out our breakup and we'll all get it figured out. But I recorded it at Little Mountain Studios while it was still under the reign of Aaron Salazar, who was running that place for 5 or 6 years. I had a lot of wonderful times at Little Mountain Studios, and he very generously let me go in a few days a week and just set up microphones and record with the volume turned down a little bit so that there weren't any noise complaints. And it turned out okay. Recording things on 4-track saves you from having to digitally try and enhance everything and make it sound like you recorded it on a 4-track. Cuts out the middleman.
So we're going to play some tracks today.
Yeah, I saw that it was a blues show. I don't know very much about the blues. I tried to bring a couple Jim Burns records.
Cool.
And a copy of Simpsons Sing the Blues, but mostly I just have some of this old these old 7-inches that have been with me for a while, and I just queued up something that my father gave me a few years ago. He's been really holding to his record collection for a long time. He wouldn't share it with me, and then I finally caught him in a moment of weakness, and he gave me a couple of these, including this one, this Guitar Ray 7-inch, which then he, after gifting it to me, he checked the price on it and found out that it was actually kind of a relic and asked for it back, and I said no. So here it is. This is a song by Guitar Ray called You're Gonna Wreck My Life.
Are you gonna treat me like you for the very best in bluegrass music, plus classic country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us. Tune in every Tuesday morning at 6:30 for Pacific Pickin' with your host, Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
The lovely Andrea, who will also provide you with our concert calendar and every bit of news and information you can possibly need. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a warm-up show at 6 featuring a little bit of a wider variety of roots and branches of bluegrass music. So tune in each morning, 6 for the warm-up show, 6:30 for the main show, Pacific Pickin' on
CITR
101.9 in Vancouver.
All right, so we are back in the studio with Gal Grayson celebrating International Women's Day. Can you tell us a bit about that track?
Yes, that was my good friend Erin Burgee from Seattle. And she is going to be coming up to town pretty soon to play a show with me and with White Poppy, another phenomenal local female act. We're going to be playing at the Zoo Shop on April 13th. And that'll be quite a show. Erin Burgee, Megabog is the name of that band. They're from Seattle. That was a song called Dog Letters, and it's on a cassette tape that she put out called Freaky Dawn about a year and a half ago. And I really like it. I think she recorded that in a church with Carl Blau from K Records. And that's about all I have to say on Megabog.
Cool. So we have a track lined up.
Yep, this is a song with some women singing and playing instruments. They're called the Mermaids. And you probably remember the Mermaids for their number one single, Popsicles and Icicles. But that's a song with for an all-girl group. It has fairly chauvinist lyrics. So I'm going to play a different song called Blue Dress. And I just think you're gonna love it.
Until I wear it for you.
Don't let it get out.
And
what?
Whoa! So tell us a bit about this track.
Oh, that was Farrah Abraham, very popular new recording artist, reality TV star. She was on the TV show Teen Mom. I have not watched that show. I'm only familiar with her as a musician. But she put out a book about... She put out a book last year, an autobiography. I think she's about 20 years old now, and her daughter's 4 years old. She wrote a book called My Teenage Dream Ended, and then she put out a CD to accompany the book, in which all the tracks are titled after the chapters in the book, and it sounds like that. It's this horrific auto-tune nightmare that is some of the weirdest contemporary pop music that I've heard. And if you go on YouTube, you'll find that most of her reality TV show fans, not a fan of her recording career, but
they
don't like her music very much because it is unlistenable. But I love it. I think she's really onto something, and that's the sound of the future. So there you go, Farrah Abraham, still on TV. I think she's writing another book. I think she's got another one in the works. So hopefully maybe another album to come. And whoa, there's some really aggressive ukulele coming from the hallway now.
Yeah.
Well, played some Mermaids before that. That's Mermaids with a U. And that's it. International Women's Day.
It is today, celebrating women and power. I've recently been kind of intrigued by Sheryl Sandberg. And she has this new lean-in sort of thing, but it's stirring up a lot of controversy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's really interesting the way that she's sort of like targeting it, being really vocal, and I think it's cool.
Tell me more.
Well, basically, it's all about balancing work and being a mother. So I think she's really trying to push for some like systematic change that allows that. And she's getting a lot of press in it because it is still realistic, but still empowering. Like, so it's really good.
Well, there you have it. No comment. I feel like I'm gonna put my foot in my mouth if I.
I guess yeah. It's hard to talk about it.
I don't want to. I'm not a good guest for International Women's Day. I love what the gals are doing out there, and fist in the air. don't turn my microphone on.
So you've chosen a new track to play.
Yeah, we're going to listen to a song from the new Coban record, which is called Null. Coban, Britt and Sam are on tour right now. And they're crossing half of the United States. They're going to be back at the end of the month. And
they're touring with Live, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
They're touring... with Britt's other band, and they are having, I think I'm playing their record release on the 29th of March. It's a Friday. I'm not sure if that still stands, because I haven't spoken to them about it, but the plan was that they're going to have a local record release for this new album on Peter Plett's record label, The Broadway to Boundary, and it should be coming out at the end of March. So here is a song from Coban called L'Ombre.
L'Ombre?
Yeah, is that right? I pronounced that right?
It's almost like L'Ombre, but I feel like L'Ombre.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll be right back.
Don't sing if you want to live long. They have no use for your song. You're dead, you're dead, you're dead. You're dead and out of this world. You'll never get a second chance. Plan all your moves in advance. Stay dead, stay dead, stay dead. Stay dead and out of this world. Run fast, don't stand in the sun. There's too much work to be done. You're down, you're down, you're down. You're down and out of this world. Don't ever talk with your eyes. Be sure that you compromise. You're dead, you're dead, you're dead. You're dead and out of this world. Hear the unloved weeping like rain. Guard your sleep from the sound of their pain. Long gone, long gone, long gone. Long gone and out of this world. When you smile and it tears your face, it's time for the inhuman race. You're down, you're down, you're down, you're down and out of this world. Now your hope and compassion is gone. You've sold out your dream to the world. Stay dead, stay dead, stay dead. You're dead and out of this world.
All right, and we are back in the studio. We have Patrick from Gal Grayson, who will also be playing, and Jamie, our intern.
Hi.
Hello. Hey, Jamie.
Hey.
So.
Dorothy.
Hi. So what did we just hear?
Oh, that was Patience and Prudence, I find that to be one of the saddest songs ever recorded.
Ever?
Ever. We Can't Sing Rhythm and Blues. It's about two adorable youngins Patience and Prudence. I think that was their birth names, Patience and Prudence. And it's a song about how their voices are so delicate that they can never sing that sweet, sweet groovy rock and roll music that they really want to make. Instead, they've been kept in the corner, and they're being made to play this very sweet syrupy pop music.
Yeah,
and that's not what they want. They want to really get the let out, and that's a song about how they've resigned themselves to the fact that that's not their world, and it sucks.
That's like almost like a complete contrast from Farrah Abraham.
Yes, who has really gone out on her own, written her book, had a child at 16, raised her all on her own, as it says in almost every song on that album, and put out a Grammy-winning pop album.
It was Grammy.
I don't, maybe not.
It could be.
In the future, probably the next one will.
It should be.
And before that, I don't even remember what we played. Oh, Norma Tanega, who was kind of a post-Joni Mitchell folk pop star of the 70s from an album called Walking My Cat Named Dog. And that's a song about when you're dead, it ain't worth remembering you. You didn't do anything all that great. So it's called When You're Dead by Norma Tanega.
So you'll be playing the show tonight at Fun Drive. Are you excited to play the set?
Yes, I am. I'm thrilled. It's going to be a great show. There's so many good bands on the bill. I think things are starting, what do you think, around 9 o'clock?
Starting kicking stuff off, like with Sleuth.
Sleuth, they're playing first. All the way down to Peace, playing at the end of the night. There's a couple other great events going on this evening. I don't know if it's fair to publicize them, but Watermelon, one of my favorite local bands, if not my favorite local band, they're having a tape release at a new space tonight with White Poppy and Spider Legs, who are a really good local band. And there's a Girls Rock Camp fundraiser going on today.
Because Sarah is still doing that, right?
I think so, yeah. So there's a lot of things, and I'm sure that it's possible to do it all. I think I heard that if you go to the Girls Rock Camp fundraiser, you can get a kind of a 2-for-1 or something with the CITR show. It's possible to do it all.
And then the Watermelon show is after our Fun Drive, I think.
It probably goes deep into the night.
Yeah, so you can do it all.
You can do it all. So what should we play now?
You had mentioned some Movie Land earlier.
Yeah.
With a bit of guilt.
Yeah, because this is my girlfriend's band. It's okay. Movie Land. It seems appropriate. They're a wonderful band, fantastic group of gals. They're a local act, and they'll be playing the show tonight, the CITR Fun Drive finale. They'll be playing at about midnight, and they're also on the compilation, the Pop Alliance compilation, with a song of theirs. Which song have you queued up?
Here we have Bad Hands.
Bad Hands, that's a great one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
All right. And we are back. And we've almost closed up the show. I thanks so much for coming in.
It was a lot of fun.
It was great. International Women's Day. Thanks, Jamie, for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
With Gal Grayson, do you have any plans coming up in the future?
Yeah, we have quite a few gigs. I'm going to be gigging mm-hmm. for the next few months. We got a show on the 29th with Coban.
Nice.
The show April 13th with White Poppy and Megabog, playing Record Store Day with Slow Learners at Red Cat Records. And then we're opening for Shotgun Jimmy sometime in mid-May. So we've got lots of plans for the future, working on a 7-inch and some sci-fi fantasy recordings.
Sci-fi fantasy?
Yeah, that's the next boundary that I want to push and explore. So lots of good stuff. A lot of great futures ahead for everyone, I can tell. Optimistic.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for coming in. Thanks to everyone who listened. And thanks to Duncan for calling in. And
hi, Duncan.
We'll see you at the Fun Drive show tonight at the Chapel Arts. And we'll close off with some Cascadia.
This winter we won't.